podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
All right, now I'm recording you little bitches.
You're a little bitch.
No, you're a little bitch. Your mom's a little bitch. Your sister's a little bitch. Cousin's a little bitch.
Bitchy bitch. I used to love that show.
Which one, Richie Rich?
Bitchy bitch. Bitchy bitch.
There was no show called Bitchy Bitch.
There was. It was great.
Why do you fucking lie to me, Tim? I don't like it when you lie.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I don't like it.
You do.
No. No, sir.
Yes?
All right. It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those days.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
I have a podcast that I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Dankcast because we are not creative. And we like to talk about TV, movies, and then like nerdy stuff like video games and tech and comic books. And basically, it's just a team to make fun of each other's mothers for about an hour every week. But we use horribly offensive language and horribly inappropriate topics. And our most popular bit was a debate we did for about 20 minutes about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Spoiler alert, no. But people ask me, like, wait, okay, if you're clean on stage, then why do you have a smutty, offensive podcast? And the reason is, I find some of the best laughs you get in this life. The laughs you get, you're not supposed to be laughing.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers! That's the Tancast jingle.
Is it?
Yep. It's like NBC is dun dun dun. Tancast is motherfuckers!
I don't think Tim's buying it.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Andy. I think you're a little early there, Tim.
Not in editing.
Alrighty.
Nope. You'll never be able to fix it.
Who are you?
Who's who?
You!
You, fucker!
Who's who? Me?
No, I'm the other fucker.
In the Noah and Tancast.
All right. And when you hear this noise,
confront your fate.
That means there's a link to what we are talking about in the show notes.
Show notes. They're beautiful.
Take a note.
Take a note of the notes. You know?
If you don't know, now you know.
So, anyone have anything interesting happen to them this week?
Well, I would like to thank everybody for not coming out to the unofficial Tancast meetup on Tuesday.
Excellent.
And you think I'm being sarcastic, but since I ate a big bag of shit on stage and no one ever showed up, I'm glad no one else did either.
I didn't show up. I'm sorry. I still love you, though.
You piece of shit.
I was having a burrito. It was delicious.
And Tim was apparently having shit.
Mm-hmm.
Big bag of it.
How was it?
I was having a shit taco.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Mm.
Speaking of, I don't know about eating shit, but comedians, I saw a comedian that me and Tim used to see all the time at the Rose and Crown last night, Eric Toms, who apparently has a huge cock. Well, I don't know about apparently. Rumor. I've never seen it. I mean, it's been verified by someone who slept with him, but you never know.
Maybe he paid him.
Yeah,
or her.
Exactly.
Her or him.
But yeah, I was at this it was a show called Mortified Live, where people read from their... Although, when the people are reading it, I'm like,
Noah,
dude, kids...
Finish the first sentence so we know what it is.
Shut up. If you stop interrupting me, I will finish.
No, you interrupted you.
Yeah, you interrupted your own thought.
I'm allowed to do that.
Not explain it anymore.
I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, but I got whiplash.
You're not allowed to do that.
I am allowed to do that.
If you lose me as an audience member, I'm going to say something. You interrupt me all the time.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't talk about.
You tried to interrupt me, but I was too short.
So the show is people reading from the diary as a kid, teenagers. But I was just like, well, I didn't write or think like these kids. I was like, maybe they're just more advanced than me. Because the shit they were saying, I'm just like, really? Do kids really think about that? Or maybe I just don't remember thinking like that.
I mean, not for nothing, Noah, but my baby is currently more advanced than you.
Oh, of course. But I could still kill your baby. Keep that in mind, sir.
I don't know. Have you seen the size of his baby's head? I think he may have powers.
No, that was your baby's head. Your baby had a big head, if I recall.
My baby still has a huge head.
Right on par with the rest of his body.
Maybe it's just all the forehead wrinkles.
My baby does have a nice Klingon forehead.
Yep. I'm sure that would go away.
No, I still have it. In case, I don't know if everybody listening follows me on Facebook, but I posted a picture of my son that my wife took, and he just looks so like, he just looks like, the fuck are you taking my picture for? Really? Is this what we're doing?
I am not amused.
So I added the caption, unamused baby is unamused.
Confront your fate.
nice.
Anyway, and someone goes, "That's quite a forehead your kid's got." I think it was Hale. Thanks a lot, Hale.
That's a ten head.
Oh. What?
When someone like has a big forehead, or you know, they say it's a eight. Well, sometimes they say eight head. I just put up to ten, implying.
Really, I usually hear five head because it's one up and you know obvious.
No, oh, I gotcha.
I think I've heard eight head.
See, it's easier to make the leap from four to five head.
Fair enough. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, this lull is brought to you by 10 Laughs.
It's jokes, and many jokes, we read them on our show. Send them to Mom at tankcast.com. Just make sure that they don't blow. 10 Laughs!
All right, shall I go first?
Go for it, baby.
All right, this one was sent just to me by Louisa.
Louisa.
What's the difference between a Republican and a snake?
Well, I don't know.
One is an evil, cold-blooded, venomous, slimy creature of Satan, and the other is a snake.
Nice.
I think it's fun to label others and then mock them for their differences.
I do it all the time. hold on a second. I think I have one. Okay. So what do you call a Vietnamese doctor living in New York?
I don't know.
A manicurist. What do you call a Mexican doctor living in Arizona?
I don't know.
Unemployed in two languages.
Oh.
And what do you call a black doctor living in Alabama?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Doctor, of course, you racist. Fucking racist. You're fucking racist. I didn't say it right.
Ooh.
Doctor, of course, you fucking racist. There you go. That was from Louisa.
Excellent.
Sent just to me.
Excellent. Tim?
That's me.
That is you.
What do you want?
You do a 10 laugh where I break a you face.
Do a 10 laugh while you do what to my face?
Or I break a you face.
Ah, okay. That's convincing. So this 10 laugh is from, you know, I don't know if it's Kira or Kyra. Kirira.
That's
I don't
certainly
think that's
the
at all.
Best way to go with that.
No, you don't think?
I'm going to go all unlimited and say no.
All right, well, Kira Kyra, here is her joke. She said, being a fellow Disney nerd, I thought I'd share a few more Disney jokes I don't think you've read. Although this first one, I don't know that it's Disney. Here, we mix lots of music types. We mix country and rock and we call it Croc, Andy's favorite.
Mm.
We also mix country and disco and call it Crisco. We also have country and rap, dot, dot, dot.
All right.
That's it? It really goes dot, dot, dot?
And we call that Kid Rock.
But here are the Disney jokes. I guess that was just an appetizer to get you, you know, cleanse your palate and ready for the Disney jokes.
Mmm, that was delicious. Went down smooth.
Why did Mickey go into outer space?
To fuck some bitches.
Yep, Noah, that's it. To fuck some bitches.
I do it.
Wow, Noah, that's quite a leap you made there.
The actual answer, to find Pluto.
Yeah, basically the same. Fuck some bitches.
All right. Why was Tigger in the toilet?
Fuck some bitches.
God damn it. He was looking for poo.
Oh,
that's kind of gross.
Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Because she used the bits that got fucked.
I thought you said because she used the bits that got fucked. I was like, what does that even mean?
No. Because
how are you using bits while playing soccer, much less fucked bits? So why was she so bad at soccer? She had a pumpkin for a coach and kept running away from the ball.
Alrighty.
My wife liked that. We're going to be going to see the Women's World Cup in a little bit. Not going, like, to the actual game, just to watch it at a friend's house. Because it should be time.
Is it around here?
Should be a good time. Sweet Jesus. What?
Is it around here? The game?
Is it around here?
Yeah, where's the game being played? Do you know?
It's in Germany.
Okay.
Did you want tickets?
Yeah.
Well, you should have booked earlier. I don't know what to tell you.
Damn it.
Full disclosure, I had no idea it was in Germany, but my wife said it from the back room.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, why did Goofy stare at the label on the orange juice all day?
I don't know.
Because it said carton. Because the carton said concentrate. Why did Goofy wear two pants when he played golf?
To fuck some bitches.
See, when a joke works, it just works, no matter how many times you hear it.
It stops being funny, and then you bring it right back around again.
That was from Gilbert Godfrey. I can't remember whose roast it was. I'm going to say it was Hugh Hefner's, because Ice-T went up. And he said something like, look at all these white bitches. I'm going to fuck some of you white bitches and stab some of you pasty white motherfuckers. And then Gilbert Godfrey comes up.
It's so bad coming on after this because everyone else did my act already. It's like Ice-T did my whole act right now, so I'll do it anyway. I'm going to follow you white motherfuckers home and rape you f***ing white bitches. You see, it's such a strong bit, it still works. I'm going to shoot some of you white motherfuckers. See, when a joke works, it just works, no matter how many times you hear it.
Gilbert Godfrey. Did I do the golf joke yet?
The two pants.
Yes. Did I?
No. We just discovered it was to fuck some bitches.
Yeah, and then you laughed.
Okay. Why did Goofy wear two pair of pants when he played golf? He thought he might get a hole in one.
All right.
And Kyra is turning 21 on August 1st, so she was hoping to get a bit of a shout-out. I probably should have waited to read this till closer to August 1st, but let's be fair, I'm in forget, so let's give her a shout-out early. That way, everybody still has 2 weeks to shop for her birthday present and buy her some liquor.
Yep, make it booze.
Liquor? I hardly know her. Waka wow,
waka wow, wow. Alrighty.
Yeah, so I did comedy at a gay bar on Tuesday, and I was the only one who wasn't... who was boring and ordinary on the like it was a there was a transsexual wait what do you call that is that right
dressing cross you, or switching
switching
gender. That's transsexual.
Okay, so it was a transsexual, a lesbian, and two gay guys and me. So I started off by going, I'm the only one who is boring.
You're the
and. I meant to make an affirmative action joke, but I hadn't yet made the joke about me being half black, so it wouldn't tie together as well as I'd hoped, so then I just dropped it, and I think I just alienated everybody in the room. Like, you think you're better than us? I'm like, no, clearly not.
You think you are better than us, don't you, Tim?
No, I don't.
I hate you.
Well, I think I'm better than you, but that has nothing to do with, you know,
that's racist.
Your sexual orientation, the color of your skin. That's just the content of your character, or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Zing.
I hate you.
Wow, so Tim, I just wrote Louisa twice in the show notes and misspelled it the second time.
Excellent.
Louisa and Lisua.
So what was it like to be the only breeder on stage?
Oh, that's another joke I was going to make. That I've since gay people have been calling me breeder for so long, I decided to have a kid.
Nice.
It was fine. Just, they were kind of talkative.
Did you say, shut the fuck up, faggots?
Oddly, no. I decided not to go with that.
You have another guy. Yeah, I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot.
I'm like, well, get in line. There's already some Polish dude is waiting for me in the parking lot.
Yep. Oh, I listened to the whole last episode, and every time you guys would say something, I was like, right there. I got an in. I could have just totally busted Noah's balls. I have a retort for that. Fuck.
I love my balls being busted. Feels so good.
I almost like started taking notes just to read them off at the beginning of this episode.
That'd have been funny.
All right, so at 2:52, imagine me saying...
I was listening to the whole episode going, whew, we shouldn't record without Andy. Or at least without a third.
I think you underestimate how funny it is to hear you just snap on Noah. Then again, maybe it's only funny to me. Maybe everyone else is like, ugh, this again?
Fuck up, Tim.
Gosh, Tim.
Why don't you create some of your own content instead of busting Noah's balls about his lack of content? Oh, I forgot to mention, the reason I chose all the Disney jokes is because today is Disneyland's 56th birthday.
Fuck Disneyland.
But if you're trying to drive there, good luck, because it's Carmageddon in Los Angeles.
Fuck, apparently. All over Twitter, Carmageddon, Carmageddon, it's Carmageddon.
Karma, 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 Carmageddon, yeah. It's us to drive on the 405.
Nice.
Nailed it.
That seemed that like it might have just been right off the top of your head.
It was.
Excellent. So it's only going to last...
If I had taken longer to write it, I would have over-clevered the funny out of it.
Yep.
It's only going to last like a weekend, right?
Yeah, it's. I think today's the last day. They're going to open it up tomorrow.
Boom.
Yeah, 5 a.m.
I'm excited.
Oh, so if you don't know, 405, which is supposedly one of the most traveled freeways in the entire country, if not world.
Yeah, I was reading something like 500,000 cars a day.
Yeah, I drove it a fair amount.
I mean, I think
when I was down there on the full time tip,
probably a lot of people could have avoided driving this weekend if they so desired.
They could avoid it or avoid driving.
Avoid driving.
Yeah. You know how you do that? You don't drive.
Right. But, you know, people are like, I got to go here.
If you wanted to get somewhere, then driving is really your key way to do it, especially in Southern California.
Yep.
Bike.
Yeah. No.
Biking it. Ring your bell. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Ring, ring.
All right.
So nobody did anybody anything fun this week other than bombing on stage?
That was fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I can follow up on something I promised last week.
And that was?
I did indeed rewatch Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, and?
It was not as crappy as I remembered it.
Huh.
But to be fair, right after I saw it, and like I didn't come out of the theater going, that was shit.
Fuck that.
In fact, if you listen to the episode, we're kind of positive on it. Like, we make fun of it. Like, we make fun of the fridge scene and the monkeys in the trees, but we don't go like, fuck bullshit, ass.
Ass.
So I was watching, I was like, yeah, you know what? This has its flaws, but it's not a horrible movie. It's certainly not prequels bad.
I would agree.
And that was with all the fucking sci-fi commercials in the middle and Michael crying, so I had to keep pausing it. And, you know, things that would, you know, take away from your enjoyment of said movie.
Maybe that's what made it better.
That's what Danelle said. I don't see how that makes it better.
You missed shitty parts.
No, I saw all the shitty parts.
Yeah, but you're taking it in smaller bites.
What's that?
You're taking it in smaller bites. You're not just like standing in front of the shit fire hose.
Like, you're not gorging yourself on the shit. It's just like a little bit, like, oh, you know, a little bit of time. That's not so bad.
Still don't understand why the aliens destroy what's her head at the end of the movie. Blanche. Thank you. Danelle's helping me from the back room again.
Alrighty.
I was going to say Kate Capshaw, but that's the wrong indie movie.
Kate Blanchett.
Yes.
She is an attractive lady.
Indeed.
But, like, here's your skull back. Now I'm going to destroy your brain. Or, no, all of you. Just set her on fire.
Yep, I'm going to burn your eyes out.
It's been since before we started recording this podcast, since the movie came out. If that's a spoiler for you, too bad.
Sucks to be you.
Exactly. Die in Christmas fire.
Or Hanukkah fire. Or Kwanzaa.
Die in Carmageddon.
Die in a fire of your holiday of choice.
Die in a non-specific festive holiday fire.
Die in either a religious or secular holiday fire.
Dealer's choice.
Trying to think. Well, me and Tim are going to go see Captain America next weekend. We're going to have a little mandate.
Yay! Yeah.
He's going to be a swinging bachelor for a weekend.
Yay!
I am.
Now, I was wondering, is a bachelor someone who's not married or just someone who doesn't have a significant other?
I'm pretty sure that's not married.
Okay. So even if you live with the person, like your girlfriend, you can still call your place a swinging bachelor pad?
I don't know if that would qualify as a bachelor pad, though, since a woman lives there.
Okay.
Yes.
What if the woman lives there and it's not, you're not attached to them? Still not a swinging bachelor
still,
pad?
Still, it's not a bachelor pad because a woman lives there.
Okay.
Yes. It's the house you share with your girlfriend.
Yeah, and at that point, bachelor pad is not just describing the person who lives there, but the entire apartment.
Yep. The apartment's a bachelor.
Can you call it bachelor room?
Sure.
Bachelor closet?
I don't know if you got one room for fucking bitches.
You have a designated room for fucking bitches?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Every room.
This room's for bitch fucking. This room's for bitch fucking.
Any room where bitches might be.
Bitches come.
Oh, they do.
Oh, all right.
Zinga zong zang.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right.
Was that Matthew McConaughey or was that Bill Clinton?
So, Tim, you're excited about Captain America, I assume, because you're actually going to see it in the theater?
Excited is strong.
Okay. But
I'm interested.
You're interested enough to go see it in the theater.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm going to have some time. You've already seen all the other movies this summer that I would want to see, except for Harry Potter, which I am saving for my lovely wife.
Well, I haven't seen the other Harry Potters, so I'm not going to be seeing that for a while.
You haven't seen any of the other Harry Potters?
I've seen some. I just haven't seen probably the last 3 or 4 movies.
What the fuck, man?
Man?
How do you watch such shitty other movies and you don't make time for Harry Potter?
Just never got around to it.
What the fuck, man?
Okay.
Like,
you're right, Andy.
On one side, I want to really side with you, Tim, but on the other hand, I totally get Noah's point.
Noah's point being,
like,
well, he makes a good point.
They did not excite me enough.
To... He's saying,
I see what he's saying there.
That should be a t-shirt.
Let's really break it down what he's saying. First, he's saying, which means I don't care enough about the movies to have gone and seen them in the theater.
No.
Or
it means...
even to make words about my response.
There you go. I don't care enough about these movies to move my jaw and tongue.
I will say they are in my queue, but then there's other movies that just interest me more. But I'm very, like, there's some movies that are always going to be like, I want to see this right away. And every once in a while, I'll just see a movie that may have been at the bottom of my queue, but someone will mention something or say something about it. I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. And so then I'll be like, it's fresh in my mind. So I'm like, you know what? I want to see this movie sooner. So stuff gets bumped down a lot.
Harry Potter. There was an article on crack.com the other day. Hanging on. Are you hanging it on?
I'm hanging
still
it.
Holding.
Ooh, it's hung. Like.
There we go.
Eric Toms.
Six Harry Potter films, according to someone who never saw them.
Confront your fate.
Okay.
Someone like you, Noah. So basically, he just goes through the trailers and decides what the movies are about based solely on the trailers, and it's kind of funny. Like, the very first one, he shows Harry, like, he goes, so there's a girl wizard in this one. I assume her and Harry will be banging at some point. And then later on, as the movies progress, he sees that the girl wizard holding Ron's hand and goes, well, I guess I was wrong about that. Oh, and he's talking about, he sees Snape, Alan Rickman, and Malfoy. And he goes, those two are clearly... one of them, he calls him like a Nazi wizard, and the other one, Snape, I can't remember what he says about him. He's like, how objectively evil do you have to look in this universe before someone figures it out? Because he's like, I assume the first trailer, he's like, I assume these people are killed at the end of this one. And then he sees him, and he's like, well, they're still around. I guess they escaped. And they're still around again. I guess they're still okay. And he goes, how evil do you have to look?
Plenty.
So
alright.
Did you see the thing that they put on Hollywood Babylon about the people doing it missionary style with the footsteps?
Confront your fate.
I have not seen it, but I've heard about it because I listen to Hollywood Babylon.
All it looks like is two footsteps facing each other. Like, they could be doing anything. Like, they could be kissing. They could be hugging. They, you know, it's like, why do we jump to missionary fucking?
Why not?
Alright, fair enough.
Because you know what? Bitch is going to get fucked.
So fucked. So they thought.
Well, those are all the things I wanted to talk about.
Right. Oh, yeah, you saw week? Green Lantern already, right?
I did?
All right. I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, that was obviously saved for my wife as well. As is the Switcheroo comedy with Justin Bateman.
My wife saw the trailer for that for the first time.
Well, that's why it's saved, because it's Hottie McHotterson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting heckled.
Excellent. My wife saw the trailer for that for
She's
the first time.
She's going to be waiting
time.
For me in the parking lot.
Last night. I'm just going to keep on going. Fuck you both.
Keep going.
And the first comment she made. Sorry, there was a burp that interrupted me this time.
I'm just going to keep on going. Awkward pause.
No, that was a pause for burp. I just didn't, you know. I didn't enunciate the burp, I guess. Sorry. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Noah.
No problem.
Tim, you can just backdate that burp and fill it into my pause so people know what was going on. So they know what was going down. Yeah. So, first comment she made was...
Who made this comment?
My wife.
Oh, okay.
My wife.
Who's your
this
wife?
This whole story is about my wife.
Who's your wife?
Well, yes, but as you recall, we were talking and you decided to just talk over us because fuck us.
All right. Well, fuck you both still.
There you go.
Do you have a kid? Where's your kid? Is your kid kicking its feet?
No, I'm going to trick you into looking at another picture of my dick someday.
You go ahead. I don't care. I'll look at your dick.
Oh, whatever. Bring it on. Slap that cock up here. Let's get a look at it.
That was unexpected.
I'll get my jeweler's eye. I'll get a really good close look.
Let's let Eddie do a story.
All right,
this is going to be such a letdown.
Cancast or this story?
The story and Cancast. I mean, come on. Let's be reasonable. No, so her first comment was, why did this movie need to be made? No. Remade. I was like, yeah, I know. She goes, no. Think about it. What new ground are they going to tread here? two people switch lives. They discover that the other people's lives weren't all that they thought they were cracked up for, and they both had, you know, trials and tribulations to get through in their lives that they didn't appreciate from their own position, and then they get back to their own lives, appreciating them all the more. Yeah, that probably sums up that movie.
The twist is they switch bodies by peeing in a fountain.
Yeah,
I see.
Did you catch that part? They
yes, totally
peed in a fucking fountain, sir.
They crossed
None
the
these,
streams.
You know, it's not like it was some sort of Freaky Friday or there was some African artifact that Dudley Moore brought back or whatever the fuck happened and vice versa.
I think really what it kind of boils down to is, you know, there's always going to be new people who haven't seen the previous movies and, you know, they want to use the hot actors of the time, you know, Ryan Reynolds. So, you know, that will get butts in the seats. You know, there are people who love Ryan Reynolds who maybe haven't seen a movie like that before.
Okay.
Not that I'm saying...
Well, and also, you have to admit that almost every other iteration of this movie has been geared more towards, like, a family audience. Like, oh, take your kids and see this movie. Like, you know, Freaky Friday.
17 Again.
Vice versa. Like, Father, Like, Son. 18 Again.
Trading Places.
All of them are like, hey, that's aimed squarely at the family demographic. But this is aimed at, you know, I would say... college people, early 20s.
More adult audience.
Yeah.
People who enjoy a good shit joke.
And who doesn't, really?
Who doesn't? I know I love me a good shit joke.
This ain't your grandma's body-switching movie! You're gonna love our movie!
You're gonna love our eggs!
I like my body-switching movies old-fashioned!
Well, fuck you, Grandma! Nice.
We are quoting a David Cross bit about advertising eggs.
All right.
That's another thing I love is when anybody, like, gears their advertising to, like, a younger demographic and they try to skew stuff, you know, and hip it up and, you know, sell it to the younger folks, you know, because they always fuck up, you know. And then they attribute these qualities that don't, you know, to products that don't merit them, you know, like eggs or something. And they have this new campaign, you know, Henderson Valley Eggs! You're going to love our eggs! Yeah. This ain't your daddy's egg. Can't skateboard. Finally, an egg from my generation. Bam! You know, and they have these bending guitar notes, and then they intercut it with, like, a quiet, like, granny in a rocking chair, you know, sitting there, go, I like eggs the old-fashioned way. Fuck you, Granny Chris! Henderson Valley egg! You're going to love our eggs!
David Cross. I think that man's an underappreciated genius. I was watching some more Arrested Development, and, fuck, just the things he does with that character. Tobias Fünke.
He's funny, a little angry, a little too angry for my liking.
Maybe that's why I like him so much.
A little too hateful.
He's a kindred spirit.
Yep.
But he did have some funny bits, like the bit about where he's like drunk and he goes, he's talking about his mom. He's like, fuck you, mom. You know what? I'm not going to even do it justice. Forget it.
Just... Hooray for failure!
I didn't link it in, hopefully.
Na, 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 na.
But I did like the part where he's drunk and the phone was ringing.
I love that part.
Answer your telephone. Can't. It won't.
It's not. Oh, the telephone is not ringing. It's not ringing. Whoever is knocking on the door telling me to answer the telephone doesn't know that it's not ringing.
Yeah, that was a very good bit.
Have you guys heard the, it's like a long screed against Larry the Cable Guy. I think it sounds like an open letter to him.
Confront your fate.
I've heard about it, but I've not actually read it or heard it.
High fucking hilarious. I mean, you kind of have to hate Larry the Cable Guy like I do to really find it funny. But, if you ever want to hear somebody take somebody else apart... Just piece by piece, like every aspect and facet of their life. Wonderful thing.
Hey, Larry the Cable Guy serves a purpose.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
It's a character. He's not even like a real person.
Okay.
All right.
Look, I don't want to blow your mind. Tiny Tim doesn't talk like that all the time. Neither does Emu Phillips.
What? Wait, they're just putting on an act to entertain us?
I know.
That is fucking crazy.
Wait, I'm going to blow it further. Lewis Black is actually a fairly calm individual when you meet him.
It's because he lets it all out on stage.
The Double Standard Award goes to Andy.
Huzzah!
What is this you've just linked to us?
That's the Larry the Cable Guy thing for the show notes.
Excellent.
Are you watching Futurama, Andy?
I am.
Did you see the latest episode?
I did.
Oh, fuck, that last scene cracked me up when Bender's like, oh, I'll cut the pizza. And, yep. Like, Zoidberg's like, he not only does he say, like, I'll cut your fucking throat.
You do.
And then just the look on his face as he's cutting the pizza. Oh.
Just, like, staring at everybody, daring them to do something.
Yes. Oh, that was, man, they are getting some funny bits. Was the last episode where he goes, want to see a picture of my boy? That's your penis. That's my boy. Good job.
Noah enjoys himself some Futurama, that makes me happy.
I do. It just surprised me that they, I mean, you know, of course they bleeped it out, but, you know, just they went there. Like, you know what, we're going to make him curse, we're going to bleep it out, but you know what he said.
Yep. Well, they did it like 2 or 3 times in the episode. I think it was because they were doing kind of a pastiche of a lot of different, Goodfellas and whatever. Not like a bunch of parodies of it, but
yeah,
that was sort of the basis for the whole story, was this mob hit squealer whatever thing. Oh, man, when the bumpkin Bender robot introduces himself as Billy West and Fry starts cracking up and calling that a ridiculous name.
Yes.
That's like the cheapest joke they could have made, and I still laughed my ass off.
You would.
You're like, that is hilarious. It's getting to the point where I'm having a hard time watching the news.
Why is that?
Because every time it's on there, they're talking about politicians ass-fucking the rest of us.
They are. It feels good, though.
It's like, you guys know this is a whole country, right? It's not a game. We're not a pawn. This is not a piece to be played in some, you know, giant strategic game that you guys are up against each other with.
It is, though.
Okay.
They're playing chicken with the economy, and whoever blinks first loses.
And dies. By fiery death.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yeah. Speaking of fiery, or rather flaming, John Stewart talking about Michelle Bachmann's husband this week.
Mm-hmm.
Cracked me right the fuck up.
With special guest Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
My favorite part was when he said, I can't believe you win Emmys for this shit.
Yep. I was kind of expecting him to turn it back around on him for the Emmys that Seinfeld won. Like, you know, say some reference to winning Emmys for nothing.
I did not watch it.
Now, do you have cable in your new apartment?
That's a Noah question.
There's cable in the house, not cable in my room.
Well, I didn't imagine it was cable in your room.
So, yes. I could probably watch something if I wanted to on cable, but I do not.
Oh, you choose not to partake in the cable?
It just... I haven't been watching much TV at all, much less, like... Like, I haven't been watching the stuff that I normally want to watch on a regular basis, much less stuff that, you know, is just on cable that I wouldn't normally watch.
You insensitive bastard.
Sorry?
I was telling Tim he's an insensitive bastard. Don't you know that cable killed Noah's father?
Cable had nothing to do with my father. My father may still be alive.
He really had to derail a Noah story, which is always on the verge of going off the rails, for that joke?
Yep. I did. Live with it.
It's fucking teetering by one rickety wheel as it is, and Noah's and Andy's like, Gah!
Get me in here!
I'm fucking in here!
we haven't said that in a while.
So yeah, I got myself a little 27-inch monitor / TV.
Oh.
And I watch programs online from it.
Programs. I watch programs and visual entertainment.
I watch my stories. So yeah, still no watching cable. Although, I mean, I have watched a couple things on the DVR when I have like 10-15 minutes to kill while I'm eating some food. I'm like, oh, I'll see what's on the DVR. So I've been watching Get 'Em to the Greek or the roast of Donald Trump, because that's what's on there.
That had its moments.
Donald Trump roast. That's where I remembered what's her name was hot.
Who's what's name?
The deaf girl.
Ah, Marley Matlin. Yes. Mm,
yes.
Bengal.
I was like, she's an attractive lady.
Have either of you been watching Suits on USA?
No, I've been DVRing it. Haven't been watching it yet.
No. Is that the one with Breckenmeyer?
Nope. That is Haskin and Bash or
Franklin and Skakken.
Is Suits the one where that guy becomes like a lawyer, Laura, even though like he has like a photographic memory?
Exactly.
Okay, I watched like the first episode with Roberto, but that was it.
Didn't grab you?
Not enough to keep watching. I mean, it seemed kind of interesting, but like I've been trying to pare down my TV in general, so.
Oh, yeah. Look at me, I know. So far, I'm too good for television. Let the masses watch that.
The only thing I added so far that's a new show is Alphas, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yep, same here. Just stacking them up.
And Andy, you said you're DVRing Suits?
Yep.
So what do you think of it, Tim?
It's good, but the main character, the main character makes a lot of stupid choices. The main character being the guy who has the photographic memory.
Okay.
Last episode, he wasn't so replete with it, but this next episode, Danelle was like, I can tell you're not going to like this.
She knows you well.
She does.
So, just, like, stupid stuff, like, that has no, like, basis, like, why would you do that?
Kinda. Well, like, he has this friend that, sort of, his friend is a drug dealer, but he wasn't telling his, girlfriend, who, the main character clearly has a crush on, so you can tell that's going to come back, and, that will bite someone in the ass at some point. But anyway, the guy's a drug dealer and keeps getting him involved in shady shit, which I think is the reason he ended up not being a lawyer to begin with. He got into some shady shit and then got kicked out of...
Yeah, did you not watch the first episode?
I did.
I think they established that the first episode. Like,
right.
He was going to sell drugs for someone.
No. Not what happened in the first episode, but what happened in his backstory that they explained in the first episode. I don't remember all the details of.
Gotcha, okay.
But anyway, so he keeps interacting with that guy, even though that is not a good idea. And in the next episode, it looks like they go out drinking together. And he tells him what he's doing, and even the firm that he's working at. And I can like, that can only bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else that can do.
Well, maybe. Well, you know, they're good friends, right? They've been friends for a while.
Yeah, but it seemed like he ended it. A couple episodes back, like, good, yeah, that's good. Take a break.
He's having a hard time letting go.
He's not having a hard time.
He's giving that bitch a hard time.
There are some weird things that, like, he doesn't know how to do certain things. Like, he needed to write a, Danelle is on top of my pauses this week. Like, you guys can't tell because she's not very loud about it, but every time I pause to try and think of something, she's like this, that, the other thing. So just now, I was like, he didn't know how to write a subpoena. Yes, that, a subpoena.
She's very into it this week. Why don't you hop on and get, like, a little headset?
You want to get on a headset and hop on this week? Nope.
I didn't think she would.
Is she peeing?
Yes, she's peeing.
She's strange.
Or washing her hands.
Tell her to knock that off. Tell them they're clean.
No. Anyway, so he needed to write a subpoena, and he kept asking everybody how to do it because he didn't know. I'm like, I thought you were a fucking genius. Doesn't a fucking genius know that Google exists?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, in other words, how to make a subpoena will probably get you what you need to know.
Let's find
out. Like, he's remembered all these random facts. Why hasn't he remembered, like, you know, like he's read all these random facts about law. Why wouldn't he know how to write a subpoena?
Exactly. Or at least know how to figure it out. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm going to ask everyone in the department and then do it wrong.
I mean, I think the problem is they come up with, like, a premise, right, that seems kind of interesting, but they don't really fully think it through to its logical conclusion. You know, they're just like, okay, here's the basic premise, but we need to make a joke. Okay, well, let's forget this premise for now. Or, you know, like, what was it like a punchline to the joke, or did the whole scene have a point?
I think it resulted in him... getting a relationship, not a relationship, but like a friendship with the office secretary or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. She's not saying anything this time, but she's champing at the bit to correct me.
Alrighty.
Go for it, Danelle.
Nope. She says uh-uh, but her body says uh-huh.
Her body says, push a baby up inside me.
I don't know if her body's saying that.
Alright.
I don't think it is.
Speaking of people who have had babies pushed up inside of them, I have yet another nephew on the way.
We know.
Yep.
How do you know? Oh, you probably saw a posting.
Yes.
He's ours.
Oh, I see. You guys
shook up your... We ran a train on your brother's wife, so one of us is definitely that kid's father.
You did a DP.
Choo-choo! train's coming.
Woo woo. That's that woo woo.
I hate you.
Oh, I really hope they don't listen.
I don't think they got time for our bullshit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they did this thing where they went to the doctor, but told the doctor not to tell them, to tell a friend of theirs, and the friend threw them a party at which it was revealed to them and all their friends assembled at the party what the sex of their next child would be. I guess by the time you're on number three, it's, like, boring just to find out. So you gotta, like, you know, wrap it in cake.
I like to wrap shit in cake.
Yep. You like to wrap your cock in cake.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Hot cake.
I like it's got what? Creamy frosting, baby.
Creamy filling.
And a creamy filling.
Why do you think they call them ding-dongs?
Oh, dear.
Never going to be able to eat a ding-dong again.
Ding-dong diddly.
This smells like Noah's room.
Noah's what?
Your room. Get it? I'm implying that your room smells continuously of funk and spunk. Spunk funk. I should have just gone with spunk funk for the beginning, but I'm not that clever. I'm trying to keep the mic away from my mouth so I don't make the hard S's and deafen everybody with my... Yeah, I don't know what it is. Shouldn't it be the B's just making the bleh sound with all the fat? But no. Somehow all my fat just gives me really hard S's.
Are you Slytherin?
Yep.
He's speaking parcel tongue?
Yep. I'm going to deafen half of our readers right now. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Ah, bleeding!
Yeah, every time I hear myself say an S word on the playback, I'm like, ah, fuck! Find other words, fat man. Or learn to list.
I said Batman for a second.
Yeah, find other words, Batman. Yo soy Batman.
No care, Taco got. Bell.
Wow.
That was random.
All right, should we call it a week then?
There was a Cracked article talking about advertising campaigns that actually, that were not, that made things worse. Confront your fate. And apparently that Taco Bell dog actually decreased sales.
Really?
Apparently.
Maybe it's because everybody assumed that's what the meat was made of.
That was one of the jokes they made. Like, if you're trying to convince people that your product is actually made of real meat, perhaps saying, look, this dog likes it, is not the best way to do that. Apparently the Energizer Bunny also did not help sales.
Yeah, because it just annoyed everybody with Energizer.
No, did you know it was actually a parody of the Duracell Bunny? Or that a Duracell bunny existed?
No.
I didn't either.
Wait.
I was reading the ad, and apparently there was a Duracell commercial with a bunch of pink bunnies playing the drums, and then one keeps going to the end, and that's the Duracell bunny, which lasts longer. So then they redid sort of that commercial, and then finally, it gets to just one, and it's still playing, and then finally that one stops, and then the Energizer bunny is, now he's wearing sunglasses and walking by, because he's even cooler.
Yes, because he has 90s hip attitude.
But apparently, people of the time, people who knew about the Duracell one, did not make the separate association between the Energizer bunny, you know, that bunny, and not Duracell, so basically, sales of Duracell increased, because all they remembered was batteries, not which company made them.
Oh.
This is all in the Cracked article. And speaking of Cracked articles...
Did you get one in?
I got one. I just posted a Rejected by Cracked. Confront your fate. They did one for the game that Doug Benson plays on I Love Movies every so often called Build a Title, where you take the title of one movie and the title of another movie where they both have the same, like a word in common, like one's at the beginning, one's at the end, so you make one title out of it, like Live and Let Die Hard would be Live and Let Die and Die Hard. So anyway, the contest was to make movie posters out of it, and I made fucking awesome movie posters, and only one of them got picked.
Oh.
Bullshit, I say.
I agree with your bullshit.
Go look at my blog, and then go look at their shitty article. Confront your fate.
You can suck it, Cracked.
Dark Knight at the Museum is the one that really pissed me off. I'm like, that barely was any work. They just put Batman's head and Theodore Roosevelt's head and then wrote, and there's a T-Rex in it.
That sucks.
My Dark Knight one, I had to put fucking Joker makeup on Harpo. I had to put Groucho inside a Batman mask. And I had to change Chico's button to say, I believe in Sanity Clause.
Nice.
It was effort and awesomeness.
You thought it out. What are you going to do?
That was it. All right. I just wanted to complain about that.
Excellent. So, Noah, since we seem to be winding down, do you have a tan fight for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for
Monday Night Cannon Fight!
CJ has a tab fight for us.
Alrighty. Let's do CJ's.
Look who's too lazy to think of his own can fight.
I totally forgot. I was like.
Yeah, Noah IMs me last night. Is it my turn to think of a tan fight? I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Third week in a row, yes, it's your week to think of a tan fight.
Ooh, Noah, if you're confused, the answer is yes.
I'm always confused.
Then the answer is always yes. Just come prepared with a tan fight and be pleasantly surprised when Tim and I go.
I really should start taking ahead of time, make a list, but I don't.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
so,
Noah, then you read us CJ's.
Here's the email from CJ. My friends and I have been debating this one, though we cannot come to a conclusion. We need your opinions. After all, Tim, Andy, and you are the... Oh, he said just to me. Or no, actually, to everyone. After all, Tim and Andy, you are the voices of reason, and Noah, you are the sexy voice of reason. There we go. I meant right.
All right, there you go.
Lord Voldemort and versus Lord Sidious. There'll be one major battle where the victor will be decided. They have 1 year to prepare and rally followers. Sidious and Voldemort have the same goal of complete domination. Both armies may have followers from both universes, i.e. wizards, Jedi, etc. The timing of the battle is at the peak of each respective reign. The Emperor has the entire army of stormtroopers, and Voldemort has all of his followers. The battle will take place on an uninhabited planet that neither are familiar with. Maybe a forest? Sure, a forest, but no goddamn Ewoks. The Death Star is out of range and cannot be used. Though it destroys canon, prophecies are relevant. Harry does not have to kill Voldemort, and Anakin does not have to kill the Emperor and destroy the Sith. If you want to make it even more complicated, assume Voldemort has multiple Horcruxes and Sidious has multiple clones of himself. Go!
God damn it, this is the best one we've had.
So I was discussing this with my wife last night, and one of the things I came to is the problem is, unlike with other things where you mash them up, is like magic doesn't exist in the Jedi universe and the Force doesn't exist in the Harry Potter universe.
Well, it
so
does now.
How
so
do you decide how the Force works with magic and vice versa?
I just assume the Force is magic. Midichlorian.
I thought we established in the Superman Darth Vader fight that the Force is not magic, but in fact science.
It's science.
Yes, but as with anything George Lucas has made, I am willing to completely reverse previous decisions because it suits me.
Fair enough.
Which I believe is staying true to George Lucas.
Fair enough.
I'm good at coming up with bullshit reasons to justify my arbitrary decisions.
Well, you're good at coming up with bullshit. Let's not cloud the issue.
You're so full of bullshit, you smell like shit.
I have to say, I'm just going to come in on a random angle here. Stormtroopers seem like they are no match for Voldemort's followers.
Well, it depends. If Voldemort's followers are like teleporting really quickly, and they are suddenly one place where previously they'd been somewhere else, they're likely to get hit by stray blaster fire. Now, if they stand very, very still, they're completely safe.
Although this did bring up a point, which again was mentioned in a Crack article. Could guns kill Voldemort?
Well,
why does no one pick up a fucking hand cannon at any point and just start shooting?
I actually seem to remember something about... J.K. Rowling, or Rowling, or however the hell you pronounce her name.
Rowling.
I've heard it both ways.
Rowling.
Shut up. Something along the lines Rowling! Of that she never pitted like a whole army of wizards against a whole army of people, because like one farmer with a shotgun would probably fuck a wizard up.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah, something along those lines.
That's funny.
Because
there was another cracked article. Actually, it wasn't an article. It was a video. They were talking about why the Harry Potter world is secretly horrifying.
Confront your fate.
And one of them was like, why don't they ever tell, like, normal humans that the world is about to be taken over? One well-placed nuclear missile, and this is all solved.
Yeah, so I guess a gun could probably destroy Voldemort's body, because... he's been killed before, he's been destroyed before, but destroying his soul would be difficult, and he'd be able to reconstitute himself.
Only with the Horcruxes, yes?
Yes, as long as he's got all the Horcruxes.
So, I did not know what Horcruxes are, I had to look it up.
Horcruxes are what we call your mother.
Yep.
I know. Voldemort's soul is inside of her.
Yep. That's not the only part of him.
If by soul you mean cock.
Voldemort's got a special room, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
It's for fucking bitches.
Is that his bachelor room?
Yep. Nice.
So how many Horcruxes does Lord Voldemort have?
To tell you would be a spoiler.
Okay.
It is?
So I'm going to tell you. He has had 8.
So could you do an infinite amount?
Maybe it was 7 Horcruxes and 6 and 8 parts of his spirit.
Wait, what?
Is this revealed in the last movie or something? I mean, in the last book?
Yeah. That he had intended to split his soul into 7 pieces and had accidentally split it into 8.
Okay. But what about spirit? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's that if you destroy his body because his soul is, like, hooked up to all these other things, his soul doesn't, like, dissipate. He doesn't move on after death.
So, you can use the Horcruxes to bring him back?
Yeah. Well, it's more like he's still there. Like, he still has will, he still has ability.
So he just exists in an ether in a non-corporeal form?
Yeah, and he can, like, start to possess people. He can start to, you know, if his followers do certain incantations, they can kind of, like, bring him back sort of a shitty body, then build him a better body later.
Or he can just hang out in the back of somebody's head?
Yep, that too. He can possess a willing agent.
I must say that Ralph Fiennes did, like, that voice that he uses, so creepy.
Yeah. Yep. And it kind of matches the way it's described in the books. Sort of high-pitched and nasally.
Harry Potter, yeah. The boy who lived, come to die.
They kind of both. The Emperor also has that kind of creepy voice. Yep. Like,
now, young Skywalker, you will die.
Pay no attention to these floating black blobs on either side of my eyes. Apparently we needed to rotoscope out a little bit of sideburn or something.
I don't know why, but I like the way Andy does it. He sounds like an old man.
I just like the choice of the word sideburn.
Or something.
Yep.
Okay, so could you do like 1,000 Horcruxes?
Presumably.
Okay. So there's no limit per se.
Yeah, but like people were horrified that he was talking about doing it once, much less 7 times.
Okay, so it seems like it's a bigger deal.
Well, you have to commit murder and that shatters your soul, and then you do whatever the incantations are to create the Horcrux.
So you murder somebody, do the incantation, and that creates a Horcrux?
Yep.
But Voldemort doesn't seem to care about shattering his soul, right?
Well, clearly not. He traded the fact that it makes you less and less human as you do it. And the fact that
that way he has no nose?
That was because the way they brought him back. They used snake blood or something.
Sorry, I hear Danelle getting upset at me in the other room.
She should really get on here. I think it'd be hilarious. Just but no, no, Tim, no.
No, just no.
Let me break it down for you.
Number one.
Don't worry, no. Andy's straightening me out.
Probably wrong, though.
All right.
All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
So I guess some of this comes down to, can the Emperor use the Force to locate the Horcruxes?
And destroy them.
And destroy them, yes. Well, given all the shit that a lightsaber can kill, I mean, like, it's only magical things that seem to be able to destroy Horcruxes, like killing curses and venom that will kill anything.
Yeah, because what was the one? I think it was the one where I almost said a spoiler for Noah. the one before this last one that got broken up into a two-parter, where there was a Horcrux hidden somewhere and like Gandalf.
Tim calling a spade a spade.
What the fuck is his name? No, I can come up with it. Gryffindor.
I'm just gonna let you keep going. Dumbledore?
Ganon from Zelda.
Alright,
he was
so
there. Crazy. Gandalf. No?
No! Dumbledore!
Thank you!
Dumbledore.
Yeah, so much for the S's.
So Dumbledore had to drink like this water that made him I don't know if it was poisonous or whatever the deal was, but
mm-hmm.
And then once they got the Horcrux, they couldn't break it.
No, that wasn't a Horcrux. That was just a random locket someone else had left in there. They'd switched out that Horcrux. But yeah, then they had when they actually got the Horcrux that had that was supposed to be in that bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then they had to find something that was able to destroy it.
And how do you destroy a Horcrux?
It's got to be something that can destroy almost anything. So that specific one, they used a sword that had been imbued with the venom from a basilisk.
So it has to be something, like you have to use a different item each time?
Nope.
Oh, you don't.
Okay, so if they kept that sword around, they could have used it for all of them.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Because one of the first Horcruxes that they come across before they realize it's a Horcrux is the diary that Voldemort was writing as a boy that was, like, kind of come to life and cursed and was taking control of people who were reading it. And they destroyed that one by stabbing it with a fang from the basilisk. The same basilisk that they killed with the sword that became imbued with the venom from the basilisk.
Got all that, Noah?
I got it.
That one's pretty early on. You probably have seen that one.
Yep, that was the
second
one. Yeah,
I've seen, like, at least the first... I want to say three, at least three, maybe four.
I, however, have not seen the fifth one. Other than that, I'm all set.
So there has to be something that can destroy almost anything.
Do you think a lightsaber would count?
That's what I was wondering. Like, do the Jedi have anything like that? Although, he said they could rally people from either group. So they could get magic people on their side and vice versa.
Yeah, this is true. But if you think about... I could see them being able to rally some people, like bounty hunters and whatever, to the wizard side. But I don't see a whole lot of dark wizards going over to the Emperor's side.
But what about light wizards?
I don't see any light wizards joining with the Emperor either.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
No, the enemy of my enemy is probably the guy who's going to kill me as soon as he's done with my enemy.
Yeah, in this case, they want total domination.
Yep. You know what it is? It's better to side with the weaker one. Prop him up a little bit, but, you know, not trim down your own numbers. Use him to sap the strength as much as possible of the stronger one, and then sweep in and kill them both. That's how Machiavelli would do it.
Okay.
So they got a year to prepare.
They got a year to prepare, which makes me think that they're going to be able to create a lot of clone troopers. A lot of clone troopers.
So you think they would just be able to overwhelm them with their numbers?
Not really, because couldn't they just do a spell?
Yeah, but it's like huge-ass missile flying towards your head and Expelliarmus.
Huh?
Which one do you think is a little more powerful?
Expelliarmus, because you can say it before the missile gets here.
Well, if the missile's got a wand in its hand, then you're just doing great. But since it doesn't,
what?
And instead it's packed with high explosives, you're probably fucked.
Wait, what?
Expelliarmus is the one that makes the wands fly out of other people's hands.
Well, then don't use that spell on a missile!
I guess I just didn't see any spells
in the
books.
I don't want you to be on the Ministry,
like,
of Magic. Expelliarmus, Expelliarmus, Expelliarmus. Is that the only spell you know? Get out of here.
Well, so here's
the only spell Harry Potter knows.
I mean, I haven't read enough of the books, but I'm sure they don't cover... Like, is there a book out there that covers all the spells and what they can do? Like, you could use this spell to disassemble a missile, or to freeze time, or...
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think they sort of created the spells as they had plot need for them in the books.
Okay, so there may be spells that they could use that we just have never heard about.
I mean, because they have, like, the protection spells, or that thing that you drink it and you get good luck.
That is true. You could probably brew a shit ton of that stuff in a year.
Invisibility cloaks and...
Well, they said in the last book that really the only good invisibility cloak was the one that Harry had.
So, here's one thing I was thinking. Like, even if the Emperor has multiple clones, it seems like... Did he mean clones? He meant clones of the Emperor, right?
I believe so, yes.
Seems like a clone is a lot easier to kill than a Horcrux.
True. I would agree.
However, a clone, I was going to say easier to make, but not according to episode 2.
And does the clone have the same powers as who was cloned from?
In the EU, he does.
Yep.
In fact, in the EU, the Emperor that's killed in The Return of the Jedi is a clone. Retcon.
Lovely.
Okay.
Like, I believe that was the Dark Empire comic book series.
Although, if there are multiple clones, and they have all the same powers, couldn't they just get all the clones and just fuck them up?
No, because actually, multiple clones being in the same place of Force Sensitives, and this is, again, Extended Universe, one of the novels, they established that it, like, fucks up their sensitivity of the Force. Because it'd be like having a bunch of different transmitters all on exactly the same frequency.
Couldn't they just go into their settings and switch their frequency?
Yeah, but who's got time to hack an Emperor? I'm going to set this Emperor on 4. Wait, which channel is used on that 4? Fuck. Okay, 5. We got to start numbering these guys. Somebody get a tattoo gun.
Tim, that was like a little, that was a little joke grenade for Tim. It took like a second, but he thought it was funny.
I'm glad.
I was distracted.
By baby or fresh titty juice. I still can't do as good as Andy.
By neither.
Alright. I said something to my wife last night about fresh titty juice. And she's like, she goes, "You're not as funny as you think." Fuck you, that kills with Tim and Noah.
It does.
Why they gotta be like that? Why can't it be like, you know what, you are just as funny as you fucking think?
Because they gotta tell us the truth.
They gotta bring it down. Can't be blowing up your head that you're a joke master. Oh, I finally beat Infamous.
That's good, but why don't we stick with one thing
at a
time?
Were we done with the
fight? No, I'm just throwing it out there. Something I saw reminded me of it. Anyways, so, theoretically, they could be pumping out clones while they're fighting, right? Like, the whole time they're fighting, they could be pumping out more clones and more clones.
Well, apparently it's not like cartoons where they just, like, you know, push a form down and go, psst, put a bunch of clone goo in the middle of it, and then a clone pops out. But apparently it also doesn't take as long as, like, growing a real person. Like, they can make them age faster.
But they do have to, you know, grow up and age. Did you not see episode 2, Noah?
I'm just trying to forget about it, like the rest of us.
It took a while, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, they started out as kids, and then you see them as teenagers, and then you see them as adults.
Yeah, they were growing them faster than, you know, like, they biologically would age, but... Except for Boba Fett.
Boba Fett? Where? What the? Ah!
Oh, yeah, that's how Boba Fett dies.
Exactly.
Very good, sir.
That's a tough one, because I don't feel like I know enough about Harry Potter.
I'm going to have to go with the Emperor, because I think lightsaber beats Forgiticus.
What?
But don't they have a killing spell?
Yeah, but it can be blocked.
By what?
Yeah, not if you don't know any spells, except for I have Force Lightning and something-something Dark Side.
Something-something-something complete. Isn't there, like, a killing spell?
Yes.
What the fuck, dude? Did you just Groundhog Day?
Sorry. Yeah, but sorry. What? I forgot. I missed what you said.
Noah, close the porn. Listen to Tim.
Yes, but it can be blocked, to which I retorted, not by someone who doesn't know any spells except for Force Lightning.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking what it could be blocked by.
I was thinking a lightsaber. If they can block it with a wand, I'm sure a lightsaber can block it, because lightsabers block fucking everything.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Because there's still, like, it's a bolt of something that they're firing at each other, at least
but
in the movies.
It's magic. It's not necessarily energy, is it?
Is it magic energy, though?
Is it?
I'm going to say it is.
It's magic.
Because like George Lucas, I make up the rules as I go.
Oh, it's magic.
It's magic. You know.
It's magic.
Hmm.
Do you not get what I'm saying? It's magic.
So, magic. As in porn, lightsaber beats wand because lightsaber is longer.
Hmm.
Okay, so we have stormtroopers with blasters. Oh, but fuck, they had all that other shit too, didn't they?
They did. What are you talking about?
I was thinking about the big battle where Anakin like flew into the ship and like destroyed shit by accident.
Ugh.
They had the force field robots and the rolling robots and
yeah, but those robots are pretty useless as tits on an Andy.
Well, fucking tits on an Andy are very useful.
Apparently as useless as a tits on an Olivia Wilde, because she's still getting work.
Fuck, that bitch is everywhere.
Yeah, my wife was just saying that this morning. She goes, "God damn, she is in every fucking movie. Every movie."
And I mean
movie.
Bitch in the most utmost respectful way.
Yep, my wife did not.
You know you're going to offend Olivia Wilde?
You know what? I'm single now. I may have a chance.
Yep, maybe.
Yep, that's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, not Caitlin. She got a good old-fashioned hate-on for her this morning.
Really?
She's
why?
Like, she's not that hot, she's not that good of an actress, and she's got no tits. I'm like, yes, she does. They're on her cheekbones. She's got face tits.
All right. Hostile?
I'm gonna go with the Emperor as well. I just feel like they have, like, so much other stuff at their disposal besides just, like, magic. Like, Jedi,
yeah, like,
stormtroopers, you know, spaceships...
Big walkie chin gunny things that apparently you can only take out by tripping. Hey,
but I'm pretty sure you could use magic to fuck those things up.
Why?
Dude, I just feel like magic has so many more opportunities than. Like at first, I was leaning towards it because I'm like, I forgot about the year to prepare clause because I'm like, well, if the Emperor sneaks up on him, pow, shot you in the back of the head, fuck.
Tim, the big walkie things. I was making the joke that you can take them out with a piece of twine. It's like, Dear Empire, wheels, look it up.
Banana pillowcase.
Sadly. Yeah, it's like, well, our blasters are doing nothing. They are too well armored. Well, we've got this string hanging out of our asses. Why don't we tie them up with that? That would be like having a tank that you could take out by throwing baseballs at it. It's like, our mighty tank is immune to all of your bullets. Wait, something thrown by hand?
It's funny that people, you know, we shit so hard on the prequels, but, I mean, there's so many things like that in the original movies that are, you know, that's arguably just as ridiculous.
They just came out at the right time.
Tie up its legs and make a trip.
Yeah, you know what it was? I was too young to think critically about those movies.
Now, here's a question for you. Do you think, and I probably not, but do you think this the prequels would have been shit on upon if they were the first ones? Like, if we had nothing to base it on beforehand.
I don't think these movies would have been as popular if the prequels had been the first ones. Because let's be honest, I mean, the first one's about a kid who accidentally destroys an invading army, and the intricacies of intergalactic trade.
Yeah, without the nostalgia of, you know, what these people represent and who they're going to turn out to be, I don't think as many people go to see that movie.
Yep.
But do you think people would have liked it? Or you think it would just been like another movie, like, you know, that was all right?
People like Twilight.
I think, yeah, it would have been a fairly forgettable summer movie.
Yep. It probably would have made a lot of money. Well, if they had the same budget. Assuming that they had the same budget, just, you know, George Lucas blew some dude and he gave him $200 million. Yeah, people probably would have still gone for the spectacle, but not without Han and Leia and Luke, I don't think those three do what they did.
Yep, I'm going with Voldemort.
You're going to be the lone dissident?
I feel like if he had a year to prepare, I bet he's fucking got Horcruxes all up and down, this motherfucker. All
right.
And then he's, you know, influencing the mind of the stormtroopers. They're turning on each other, turning on the Emperor. And as long as the Emperor doesn't get the drop on him with any sort of blaster weapon, I think Voldemort can take it. So I'm giving it to Voldemort, although it doesn't matter, because the Emperor wins. Or Sir Darth Sidious of Rottingham.
Yeah. Apparently the way to make your Sith name is just to pick some word that means, hey, I'm an evil fucktard, and then drop the first syllable. I am Darth Ucker.
So now the question is, could Superman rape Darth Sidious?
This is an excellent question, and I think it comes down to, can lightsabers cut Superman?
I believe we established in the first hand fight, Darth Vader versus Superman, that speed would be too much of a factor for the lightsaber to cut him.
Ah, I believe you were right. And I think even the ability to sort of foresee the arrival of Superman in his ass, although Vader had less of that ability than the Emperor did once Vader got all of his limbs and everything chopped off. Because apparently, while all, you know, cognitive features take place in the brain, use of the Force is in the arms and legs, I guess.
Naturally. However, the Emperor did not foresee all the occurrences of the resolution of Return of the Jedi.
This is true. I mean, typically you would not build a room with a gigantic fucking hole in the floor if you foresaw, hey, some big dude all in black is going to toss my punk ass down this someday.
Why is everything in the future so dangerous?
I don't know. They
like,
just like
large
so much open
exposed
pits.
Piping and holes. Like, why can't it be padded walls?
All the time in sci-fi movies. Like, in Star Trek, it happens all the time. Like, why the fuck would you build this?
And, like, laser doors. It's like, hey, you know what works really well? Hinges and a knob.
Like that thing in Galaxy Quest where they turn the corner and there's all these, like, things just smashing each other and flaring fire. And they're called the chompers. And Justice Long's like, you just have to go through there. And Sigourney Weaver's like, fuck that. That doesn't make sense. That shouldn't be here. It serves no purpose. I refuse to do it. This episode was badly written.
Oh, that is a great movie. I'm going to have to watch that again now.
That is a good movie, too.
That is a great movie. So, I think Superman could get it done.
I think he
with
could.
With speed. However, had Voldemort won, I think Superman would have been in trouble.
You think so?
Superman is susceptible to magic.
This is true. This is very true.
Voldemort could lay some sort of ass trap spell.
Yep.
Dickus Lysosicus.
Bung Teethicus.
I wonder if he could use the Force to seal up his asshole. I guess Superman could just make another hole.
To seal it up? Use the Force to seal it up? Like what, with spackle?
Like, maybe, no, maybe
like
that's
the first
something
joke,
they never covered.
But he's doing it to his own hole.
Maybe there's something they never covered, like, in the universe. Like, maybe you can seal up your holes for, like, if you need to go and suspend animation.
What the fuck?
And then you just use your poop as fuel. It just keeps getting recycled.
Do you think that Vader ever went into the men's room in the Death Star and fucked with, or his, you know, giant Super Star Destroyer, and fucked with guys in there by force choking their buttholes closed while they were trying to take a poop?
Like, oh man, I gotta take a big shit. I've been holding this. That's a long shit. They do not like you taking a break to take a shit. So glad I got my 10-minute break. I'm gonna sit here with my paper.
Johnson. I'm sorry, Lord Vader. I'm sorry. I had beans.
He won't. Or do you think he just walks around the bridge and just squeezes people's bladders with the force?
Making them...
Oh, God.
Ho, 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 ho. I wonder if he could throw, like, his farts with the force. And just blames on other people.
You didn't do a force push out his ass?
Oh, can you imagine what it must be like to fart in that suit where it's all trapped inside? Oh. Are you just re-breathing it?
Oh, that's why he has the ventilator. He has sticky farts.
Oh, God. Help me. What did you say, no?
So maybe that's why he has the ventilator. It's because he has stinky-ass farts.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with breathing problems.
I should not have had the beans. Vader loves him a chimichanga.
Well, CJ, well done. That was a good tan fight, I'd say.
Better than what I came up with, which was none.
Emperor wins, yet is raped.
Somebody needs to find...
Has someone not been raped yet?
Since we started doing this.
Not that I can think of.
Maybe that'll be my goal. Think of someone who will win and won't be raped.
Yep. That would be good for them, too.
Although Superman won the first one, so we don't know if Superman can rape Superman.
I would love it if somebody did the Superman theme. The John Williams one. You know, the real one. But, like, with the porno bank-a-chicka-wicka-ticka-ow style.
Oh. I would love that, too. Get on it, people who listen and have talent in that area.
Find or make for us a porno version of the Superman theme.
And then we will use it for the rape section of the tan fights.
Do it. You're doing it.
Excellent.
All right.
Yes, for the tan fight rape scenes.
It's tan rape. I don't know if we want to brand the word rape. Come to think of it.
What? You don't want to pop that on a shirt, Tim?
No.
Damn shame.
Alrighty.
Okay, we did it.
Noah's apparently not done doing it.
I'm going to say one thing. Mentioning rape reminded me of this. I saw this on Reddit. And I guess it's like a Facebook status from a daughter to her mother. And she goes, "See, Mom, the skinny jeans make it hard for... I wear skinny jeans because they're hard to pull off. So therefore, it'll make it harder for the rapist." And, you know, a bunch of people thumbs up. And one person goes, "Challenge accepted."
Yes, that was on fail booking. I enjoy that site.
And that it was funny, but that guy had some balls to like post that. Jeez, you okay over there, Dark Sidious?
Young Skywalker, careful, or Superman will put his penis in your butt.
Very
and
good.
And ejaculated super serum all in your colon.
All right. Well, that fell flat. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a week.
A wonderful week.
Keep riding the queef. I'm bringing it back.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast.
You're doing it.
Tancast. Come in.
All right. Bend over.
That wake you? Yeah.
Noah, can you knock off this fucking ruckus?
Oh, I'm sorry we're boring you, Tim.
Well, don't worry, Noah. You'll get used to it. You've been doing it for years.
Why are you so hateful?
You started it.
Why are you so stupid?
Stupid?
Give me a sec.
Fuck Andy.
Yeah, meow, meow, meow.
Fuck him right in the ear.
All right.
All right, well. See? Hateful.
Fuck you, Andy.
Nippy's trying to get in. I told him no. I told that bitch no, yo.
Let's end this. Good night, everybody.
You piece of shit.